There are some pretty bizarre celebrations out there in society. We people do some crazy things. We have parades for horse races, nations shut down for football games. But Easter, I think Easter would have to be the craziest of them all. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. So why am I saying that Easter is such a weird festival, if I can call it that? Well, just about all of us will be munching on way too much chocolate Easter eggs delivered by, wait for this, the Easter Bunny. Now, that's really weird. Back when I was at school, we had an Easter bonnet parade each year too, where we all had to make and wear these outrageous hats. And then to top it all off, those Christians all go to church because Jesus, the Son of God, they say, was crucified and rose from the dead. So they say. What a weird cocktail. And we call it Easter. Matthew chapter 20, verses 18 to 20. Jesus said to them, "We are going to Jerusalem. The Son of Man will be handed over to the leading priests and the teachers of the law, and they will say he must die. They will hand him over to foreigners who will laugh at him and beat him with whips, and then they will kill him on a cross. But on the third day after his death, he will be raised to life again." If Jesus is who he said he is, just humor me here for a minute, then the fact that he died and rose again, well, it'd have to mean something, wouldn't it? The question is what? As we hurtle inexorably towards another Easter, can I ask you, what does it mean to you? What does Jesus dying for you and rising again mean to you here and now, 2,000 and something years on? That's God's word, fresh for you today. With all my heart, I believe that God wants to speak something special into your heart this Easter, something so special that it'll transform your life, seriously. So let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and head to the Media Lounge, where you'll find literally thousands of messages on all sorts of different subjects, conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly the teaching that you need for today. Again, you'll find that Media Lounge at ChristianityWorks.com.